Well, the fire hall was built on, and they can't fix it.
So it's unstable, it has been.
They can't fix it.
And as to the suits, when I was on council, we bought washing machines to wash the suits.
I was on our council?
Yeah, the washing machine was bought, but now they need to be inspected every time they're contaminated. There's a level of contamination. They have to be inspected, deconned, and then obviously, like your shirt, the more you wash it, the more it wears down. So you got this $2,500 piece of equipment that used to last 10, 15 years, now we get 5, 7, 8 years out of them.
It's also important to say, like, while it's being washed, we're down.
We don't have 2 suits per firefighter, so if we get a big fire tonight, there's 10 suits being washed, well, you don't have 10 guys to do tomorrow.
That's right, yeah.
And same as the fire trucks, we all refer to the fire trucks as the new trucks, the new trucks, the new trucks. They're 10 and 12 years old. They're good for 20 to 25 years if we're lucky. So those things, they're already halfway through their life cycle. Maureen, you forgot tonight, I wanted you to bring that little peep sight. Last week, the pumper, we took it out, got a Prestone leak. On the rat, a peep sight this big, this long, glass, is $96. That's how expensive those things are to run. Plow trucks, the grader, wild what stuff costs now.
Every piece of equipment.
Every piece of equipment is, the fuel is the big part, but that is nothing compared to everything else.
Okay, on peut-tu avancer? So, merci. Mr. Connolly.
Thank you. On what John said, I didn't get a feeling that we have a strong understanding that the budget hike is so high, upsetting people all over our community, that we have to find ways to cut down the money spending, even with the other things that we're talking about. We have to find a better balance because people cannot afford what's happening. And I hope you people here tonight will speak up after I do. But when John is tonight, you're going to vote on a spending borrowing bylaw. The people don't even know that. And it has to do with some of these things on the 3-year list. And my feeling is you need to look at that list, as John has pointed out. And we have to say, we come right out and say it now. Or we'll think about it. We may not spend it. Agree now. Why do we need, with all of the other expenses that we have, a gazebo or a thing that looks over the ballpark to shade ourselves for $100,000, two-thirds we have to pay for, compared to all these other priorities? Why do we need to spend $115,000, $40,000 of our money on the park up at the police station? It's nice to have, but it is not a priority. We're broke. And the $75,000, let's agree tonight, we cannot afford to start any kind of study on the police station for a future municipal hall, because we agreed already to raise the taxes for other priorities.
We haven't started any study. We haven't started a study on that yet.
No, I know, and I hope you won't, because all I'm saying is tonight, let's agree not to spend the $75,000 this year.
Mr. Connolly, first of all, you say the taxes went up. Our tax, the mill rate went up 1.6%.
Has nothing to do with taxes not going up.
That is all the services the municipality offer. The other things that are over and above is the MRC, the SQ, and of course, the big argument is the garbage. We all know this. Now, the garbage, there was an invitation to tender, only one contractor bid.
The problem is, you know, you people did nothing.
Whoa.
No.
Hang on a second, Carol.
Okay,
I sent you emails. Proving to you that we were looking to buy a truck to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
5 emails I sent you. You completely dismissed that. We're not going to talk about that though, I guess.
Okay, you can talk about it later.
Oh, no,
Mr. Connolly, do you have a question?
Yes. Are you going to make it a priority to look at garbage options, which are not necessarily buying a brand new truck? They have to do possibly with a transfer site, which many communities like mine do in B.C.,
We're not in BC, Mr. Connolly. We don't have that privilege. We have a dump site that is filling up very fast. And it's not going to be able to take all the tonnage that's being sent if we don't do other things to try and minimize the tonnage that's getting out here. So with compost and recycling, if it is used properly, the garbage tax is not going to be as high anymore, because we get money back from the Recyc Québec for the amount of tonnage that we recycle and that we compost.
I know that. So, you didn't let me finish.
Well, you don't. Your question.
I was interrupted here, and now I'm interrupted by you.
No, because of I'm just.
You people need to sit down, which you haven't done in the last 2 years. Ask Luke; he's in charge of hygiene and garbage. Okay, you have not sat down and said, what are the options in order not to have a company come in and one bidder be the only solution? You're cornered at the end of the year. You've had like 2.5 years since knowing the Denholm thing was going out of sight.
Oh, well, no, let's not talk about Denholm here tonight. There was enough problems with Denholm. You're not aware of it, and none of the citizens are aware of it, but we are. And we know the problems that arise from that.
So do I.
So do I.
I've been over there.
No, you don't.
Anyway, let me finish. All I'm asking is, when will you sit down?
Okay, do you want 1 second, please?
Find a cheaper way to handle garbage like all of the other communities have.
Mr. Connolly, you've always debated everything, every change that happened in the municipality. And you're doing it again with the garbage. But, Monsieur Robert?
The garbage, you're proposing that we do like the Pontiac in Otter Lake. Does anybody here want to take their garbage on Sunday and drive to Great Seal and drop them off?
No. I'm interrupted again.
But that's what you're proposing, Steve. There's a transfer site? You've told me this before.
Oh,
that's your proposal.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Let
us finish. Listen to me, please.
The second thing is the study for the fire hall. Are we going to wait for CSST to come in here like they did in CAS and rent the garage for $2,600 a month?
Okay. Okay,
that's the reality of it,
Carol. Just saying, on va continuer, Monsieur Connolly.
I don't have a solution. I have options. But I'm asking you, when are you guys going to sit down and review the options, whatever they are, and come up with a cheaper solution? Our garbage fee is 2.5-3 times of any other community.
We talked about buying a truck.
You talked about
it. We couldn't find a truck in time.
That's
and tendering, you can't tender contracts 6-8 months before it ends.
That's not the solution necessarily. Why do you always say,
well, then what else are we going to do? We either contract it or we buy a truck.
So,
or we take it somewhere ourselves.
Okay.
Those are the three options.
No, Mr. transfer sites and drones. You guys are so behind.
Mr. Connolly, you can't accuse us of for not sitting down and trying to find solutions. We're doing that all the time. When we saw that the evaluations were going quite high, we worked with the DG, and she came back with some pretty good proposals, and that's why we kept the mill rate so low, at 0.54, whatever it is there.
Thank goodness.
But my point here is, we knew that we couldn't get out of having the garbage contract the way it was. It was a done deal. We had no choice. Because we don't have a truck. We don't have a truck. And Denholm was not interested in renewing with us.
Sure.
They made sure of that.
We tried to go with CAS too, Carol, but with the compost.
Yes. Yeah, but they didn't have the dates on the calendar. They didn't have the dates on the calendar.
He's been caught and cornered at the end of the year, having to bid for a single bidder. They've all solved the problem.
We should have stayed with the 3-year contract last
year. CAS and Lax 8.
Yes, but whose fault was that?
We're 556, and our businesses are up to 4,000 bucks.
But
the other communities charge business.
I don't accuse them of that.
I will agree with one thing with you, Steve. The main mistake that we made was last year when we didn't give Martin Lalonde was a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
We were here. There was some people that were here tonight. You were here. We were going to give a 3-year contract last year. We were told by some of the people in the room that we should give it for a 1-year contract. We listened to what the people had to say. We rolled the dice, and we obviously lost on that one. Had
yep.
we given a 3-year contract, we wouldn't be in this mess. We'd have 2 more years. That would have gave us lots of time to find the truck, which we didn't have the last time.
You're absolutely right.
When we went to tender, it takes 18 months to get a truck. You can't tender out a contract, whether it's garbage or plowing 6, 7, 8 months ahead of time. Who's going to bid on that? No one.
You knew 2 years ago it took 18 months to get a truck.
2 years ago we were at 12 months. Now we're at 18 to 24 months. The context changed with the pandemic.
Two points there,
John.
Okay, Mr. Cameron?
Two points there. I understand this contract we have that we can get out of it after 1 year.
2 years, I think, Sandra said, but yeah.
Last
a
question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we looking now to, if it takes 15 months to get a truck, if we order it now, we'll have it in 15 months, we'll be out of the contract in...
It's something that's being discussed.
It is being discussed, yes.
What, you know?
Something that's being discussed, yes.
You know, we could have ordered it 18 months ago and we'd have the truck now and we could be out of the contract.
It's all being discussed, Mr.
Yes.
Cameron. It needs to be worked on, and our Director General,
Compared.
Minamet Snow, is getting us the information we need.
Compared.
Okay, let's...
I'll take them there. You want
people Layton Brown?
Answer the question.
Just curious, how much has the assessment increased since last year? For the municipality?
For our municipality, it's 39.9%.
Could you give me the figure as well as a percent?
What do you mean by like total money?
You mean
total
the difference?
The value of the valade is much imposable. Went up 36.3%, and it went from 195,379,800 to 266,309,100.
So 76 million.
Yeah.
That's right. On 3 years, though.
On three years.
Yeah. $77 million.
For 3 years.
It's a three-year roll, Mr. Brown.
Yes, thank you.
And the evaluations, Carol, were in July of 2021 at the peak real estate market.
That's the real estate market they use to base.
I could just make a comment. I think that's hurting, very badly hurting, a number of people who are at the lower end of income. And I don't know if the municipality can do anything to help them. I hope they can. But I understand there's still a fair amount of taxes unpaid from last year.
There are also a fair amount of properties that were not touched by this increase, as far as evaluation is. Mr. Brown, I'm over here. Mr. Brown, you're looking at the amp. It's me that's talking.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
So what I'm saying is there's a lot of properties that have not, actually some of them stayed as status quo and some decreased. Not a lot, but there are a few.
I'm just looking at what you have to work with.
Yeah, I know that, but it's, you know.
But you understand what I'm saying. Some people
are
hard pressed. It's important to say, like, we significantly brought down the mill rate.
I said that a while ago.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What we can.
I did say that. It was 0.54, the mill rate.
Yeah. No,
base.
No, thanks.
Like, it was brought down like 35%.
Thank you for that.
The evaluation is also controlled by the MRC.
I realize
we oppose the evaluation role. And all we got out of that opposition was a meeting to explain to us how the evaluation was done.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for lack of trying to try to counter that, but it didn't go anywhere, unfortunately.
And you can contest it up until April 30th with the MRC.
The residents, you can contest your own evaluation.
So if you're not...
That flat fee.
Which
with the MRC, you're going to contest it with the municipality.
No.
It's up there.
It's at the MRC level. They have people there to receive you. And if you go now, before the end of April, it doesn't cost you anything.
Carol,
you have
I think Andre is referring to the flat fee for the
flat
SQ.
Fee, yes.
Oh, we're back to the SQ? How
well,
did we do that?
The flat free, so that's his fee is going to
How did we do that?
You can contest your argument with the municipality or the MRC with the flat fees.
The municipality.
The tax, the taxes is with the...
In your case, Andre, it would be here, at the office here.
But the evaluation...
Contact the MRC.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
Hi there.
Hi.
Sheena Jolly. So moi, j'ai une question concernant la MAPAC.
Okay.
So what happens is we live in a very farm-oriented municipality, and I think it's just really important to understand. Some of us are paying nos taxes foncières en tout for the year. And some of us, I don't know how this is happening, but when they're receiving their tax bills, they get automatically their deduction. So I would like to know, like, and I've tried speaking to Madame La DG before about this when she had just started, I believe it was last year.
New
GG.
Okay, so there was like seven more.
Yeah.
I spoke to all of them. And that's including the 15 emails. I don't know if you were mayor at the time. I ended up calling the mayor on their cell phone. A lot of harassment. Good guy remembers my situation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the details. But I just want to know why certain farms don't have to pay. Like, they get their MAPAC directement enlevé sur leur taxe foncière. Puis, I set up my account. You guys have my name. You guys have my information.
Madame Martineau, pourriez-vous?
So we are receiving the information from MAPAC. So for some reason, there's something with your file up there that they don't transfer us the amount, the percentage for a credit.
Okay, so,
I
spoke to MAPAC.
Do you have like your card?
She just said oui. Elle dit que oui.
So excuse, I don't want to laugh in your face. I'm just like,
okay.
I was a witness to this.
Yes.
I've been around the rosy on this one, and it's cost me thousands in this municipality alone. So what I'm saying is, la municipalité a ma numéro de carte NIM. La MAPAC me dit, on l'a donné la numéro de carte NIM. On a tout donné à la municipalité. They have everything. This is supposed to be dealt with on their side. Every time I call the municipality, I get that lovely, you know, hi, you've reached the low municipality. Leave a message so we'll never call you back. You know, or the email
of... Call me tomorrow, and we can look at it, and I'll transfer you the information that I get from MAPAC.
Okay, and I'm happy to try it again with you.
Okay,
yep.
So right. ask for Madame Sandra Martineau.
Perfect. All right.
10
times a
turn. Is there another question?
Last one.
Good evening. My name is Glenn Eamond. I have a cottage over at 8 Chabana Little Point. I've got a couple of comments for you folks and maybe one question. I think part of the problem with what's going on here with the tax increase is it's a big whack at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you look at, generally speaking, right now, the cost of living or inflation is about 6%. I'm sure everyone in this room can say that their tax bill went up more than that. I don't think anybody's going to argue about equipping firefighters and municipal employees properly. I mean, that has to be done. Okay. But all I'm saying is, for some people here getting a tax increase of the percentage that they did get, that's a little bit much. Now, speaking on that same line, I have a little bit of a comment about the procedure with which this was done. If I'm wrong about this, correct me. But back in December, everybody got a notice that their taxes were going to be going up, and you folks were going to be doing your three-year budgetary program, okay? And announced around, you know, 7th, 8th, whatever of December, okay? On the 15th of December, my friend and neighbor here, with my urging, sent the mayor an email saying, can you possibly explain where you folks are going with this, okay? We never got a response, with all due respect, okay? And then all of a sudden we see, I don't know when this was put out, this presentation that's on the internet now, but this was put out recently.
December 20th.
Well, it wasn't put out in December before the thing, okay? So all I'm going to say is most municipalities, before they do a budget run, they do a presentation to this, well, they do, they put an announcement out that they're going to be doing the budget process. They allow for public consultation. And then they have a vote on it, okay? I don't like your process, with the greatest respect, because we asked for information to have a look at things so we could understand where you were going, and no information was forthcoming. And to I feel like I should bow. Thank you. And the other, my final question, if you want to respond to that, please do when I sit down. And my final question is, on page 8 of your presentation here, you've got a 26.93% increase for MRC La Vallée de Gatineau. I would very much like somebody to explain what exactly that service is.
He needs to go up.
That's all you, Harold.
Have you got about 3 seconds?
First of all, on our presentation, it has an increase of 26.93%, and that's from 2022 to 2023. But the actual amount on our budget is 8.7%, the increase on our budget.
Okay, so what is that, what is that service
for? Well, their services increased as well.
What do they provide to us?
There's a lot of things they provide, but also if you want to know a detailed list, you can call the MRC and find out.
No, the MRC is basically Carol.
They provide services for, they have certain envelopes, they have for some of the projects that we have,
municipality. The MRC is basically like the county. It represents
Represents the 17 municipalities. One, if a mayor is on the committee, you're a councillor. You're not a mayor anymore. You're a councillor. There's 17.
So what service provide to us?
It's a level of government that we need to deal with.
It's a level of government that we work with. They provide the evaluation. Evaluation. They do the evaluations. They also do a lot of the recreation in the whole valley.
It's not an option.
And it's, pardon me?
It's not an option.
I know it's not an option.
I'm well aware.
Between the Quebec government and the municipality. So they'll deal with tourism, they deal with
recreation,
economic development, if you can believe it, waste management. They're the ones that dictate where the garbage goes and what we do with it. The compost, it came down directly from them. Everything that's environment, like septic pumping, bylaws around the lake, you can't cut your grass too close to the lake, that's not low. That's the MRC. All that stuff combined, that's what the MRC does. They look after reports to the government at the year end for the fire department.
So those services there went up 26% last year.
Apparently. Yeah. The all government... All government laws... All government laws are put through the MRC. And MRC bring it down to the municipalities to make sure that we're being conformed to whatever law is being pushed.
Carol, it's also important
Just to follow up, if I may, when was that presentation put on your new website? Mm-hmm.
Sandra, quand tu as mis le budget?
22nd of December?
Usually the vendredi avant le budget.
No way.
Can you find out?
I look forward.
All I'm saying is perhaps for next year, when you folks present your budget, have this up on the website when you present the budget and before you vote on it.
Before you leave, sir, can you give her your email? She'll look into it and she'll give you the exact date.
You can
just call the...
Let's put it this way. It was after your meeting on the 22nd of December.
She can find out with the company that deals with the website, the date. If you want to leave her your email, she can look into it for you.
Okay.
They put it on the website.
It's also important to note that this council passed a resolution saying we weren't happy with that increase. You're only one mayor up there.
Mm-hmm.
We as a council, we're not...
Yeah, we passed a resolution and sent it.
And we opposed the ask for a budget provision.
That's right.
Yeah.
At the MRC level. Doesn't mean they answered us.
No, we never got an answer.
Bon, la dernière pour André.
Okay, André?
Yes, Mayor, you mentioned 8%. So we all got 26%. What is it? I mean, there's so many confusions.
No. What I said is on here, on the presentation.
Her quote.
The budget increase from 2022 to 2023, which is our cutpal to the MRC, increased by 26.93%. But on our budget, it takes 8.7% of our total budget.
Increase.
That's the increase.
So am I paying 8.7% on my evaluation?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Pour l'évaluation.
Ben, il faut qu'il paye.
Non, ça, c'est le quote-part de la MRC.
Non,
c'est...
mais on paye toute la quote-part de la MRC.
Oui.
Avec. Ça fait partie de la taxation.
But it's not part of... Okay. It's separate. It's a separate line. It's not based on your evaluation.
Like the SQ, you'll see the MRC.
No, it's not. Yes, Mr. Connolly?
It has to be the last one.
That one just came up within the last 10 days.
No.
I've watched that almost every week.
Well, you mustn't be looking at the right place.
I just want to comment on that. Thank you. Now,
we're going to get the exact date.
Yes, that's fine. And so, Mayor, several councillors were not happy that you voted for that 26% increase against us.
Mr. Connolly, what happens at the MRC is at the MRC. It's not here. Do you understand? And also, keep in mind, there's 17 other municipalities. So it doesn't matter if I say yay or nay, it's going to pass.
But the point I'm making is we are seen as losers.
No, we're not.
You're not allowed any of their
Okay, no, if you have another question, Mr. Connolly,
yeah,
because we need to move on. There are other people that have questions. I'm sorry, what? I'm not being banned.
You are not on the only mayor.
No. That's not true.
It's 8 members each.
It's not true.
You're on the main committee and one other one. But no. None of the subcommittees.
Okay.
Zero.
Can we move on, please? The next question? Yes?
Hi. My question is, it's the garbage increase, like, approximately $500,000 for the annual budget for garbage pickup.
Mm-hmm.
How was that decided, like, who was going to pay what? Because our garbage went up from $800 at the Brendan's Hill Bar to now $4,000. $4,000 now we're paying at the Brendan's Hill Hotel from $800 last year. And then I have a friend who has a cottage on Kaywood. She has a cottage. She's being charged $556. But she also has a trailer on that same lot, and she's being charged $480.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now paying almost $1,000 for garbage for her cottage that she can't access 7 months out of the year. So how is, who decided, like, on my tax bill it says the Brendan's Hill Hotel were listed as C6. That's the reason why we're paying $4,000.
That's in the definition, the category.
Who decided that? Was it the municipality that decided that, or is that the garbage company that drove to each individual?
No.
So it was you guys that decided that we are now going to pay $4,000 in garbage because we can afford it. Or because we just...
Make more.
We went from $800 last year to $4,000 this year.
Madame
And 2 years ago, we were forced by the municipality to purchase a sealed bin for outside of our hotel, and that bin cost us a couple $1,000s. We were able to defer that payment over 2 years, luckily, through the last DG that we had at the time. But now, that garbage bin that we just purchased 2 years ago, it's almost still shiny. We can't use it anymore, and I've been offered $200 by the new garbage company who's dropping us off new bins because our old one is no longer any good.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
So, like,
yeah. We did not know that.
No, it's huge. Like, we're a small town business. Like, $4,000 for garbage pickup on average, we go through 3 bags of garbage per night. 3 bags. So, base that over, like, you know, we're only open 5 days a week. and we're paying, it's costing us $333 per month for garbage at the Brandon Snow Hotel.
Tara, what's the address at the, what's the address at the hotel?
Pardon?
What's the address at the hotel?
133 Route 105. I mean, it's there.
Is that what it was?
I don't have my exact
It says that it was
numbers.
$12.25 last year, $33.36 this year.
We're being charged garbage twice at the hotel. We're being charged one avenue $3,400 approximately. Then we're also being charged the $556. Yeah, I mean, like, it's hard because we don't have a lot of businesses within our small community. And obviously, we want more businesses to start, to come in. Let's give our people more services.
Tara, do they pick up once or twice?
Pardon?
Is it one or two collections per week?
It's whenever they, in the past,
okay, so that sounds like one.
Municipality office.
It's once.
I used to be twice. Like last year, the last contract, it used to be twice.
And now it's once?
It was never picked up twice.
No, okay.
Now, I don't know what it is, because we haven't had, like, we never got
so
any.
So it's a specific question
whatsoever.
That we'll have
we
to look into.
Tara, can you call before the end of the week, talk to Sandra?
Yeah.
She's going to look into that for you?
Yeah.
Maybe what's going on here is you might be charged for, like a residence and the business.
Which is
but if nobody's living at the hotel, like you and Billy are living there,
no, but
she might be able to do something for you. So just call Sandra.
But people do live upstairs.
Okay.
So like I understand if it's being charged commercial and residential 100% because we do rent the upstairs.
Okay.
But the $3,400 annually just for the hotel
Just
from $800 last year is like a really... Never mind, like, what else our taxes went up.
Call Sandra before the end of the week, and she'll look into it.
Because, like, it's even, like, my residence, $550 annually. Like, in Wakefield, they're paying under $300 a year.
Yeah, well, the 550,
yep.
I think it's everybody.
Yeah, the 550.
Yeah, 550 is everyone.
Yeah, 550 is the generalized
yes.
public. Unless you happen to have like an old rundown trailer on your property, then you're also being charged for that.
Yeah. Well,
you know, but like who decided that? Like, is the municipality going to each address and look at, like, is there just a house? Is there a house in the trailer?
It's just that in the past, let me just finish a minute. In the past, trailers were getting away with a lot because they were only coming in and paying a permit, and they weren't paying any taxes for garbage. They weren't paying any taxes for roads and stuff like that. It was only a minimal amount. Now, because there are a lot of trailers that are there all summer long, spring, summer, and fall, and they should be paying garbage taxes like everyone else. Just like cottagers that will close up in the winter. They paid the same taxes as a resident. So,
what does that have to do with Sarah Brandon?
Well, no, well, she said an old trailer.
Like my friend.
But she, yes, but I can't speak for your friend. But if she has a concern, she needs to come to the office and see the director general.
No, it's just because I was looking at her bill. I was just wondering who decided that she got charged twice.
Well, again, she'll have to come to see the office.
So the municipality, though, you guys are the ones who decided what each business would
well,
pay for garbage?
It was a category. There's a list of categories.
Okay.
It was worked on a few years back,
okay.
Before this mandate, and our director general picked up from there. So if it needs to be reviewed, it's something to consider. Well, maybe. We'll see.
No, but call Sandra before the end of the week.
That's right.
She'll look into it for you.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
I have a scary question. How many taxpayers in the Lowell's? Actual tax bills. How many taxpayers in the Lowell's?
Thousands. Combien?
1,655.
1,635.
55,
sorry.
41 is what's listed on your presentation, though.
Yeah, but
okay. And we close the question period?
Yeah. So we're going to close the question period now and move on.
seven. Tonight, only about six have expressed concern about the tax increases. And so I'm at a loss. I spend a lot of time all year looking at stuff, trying to be helpful, pointing things out. And I am 80 years of age now, and I am finished. I am finished. I will not be bugged by being counselor anymore. If the people don't want to stand up and help, you deserve it. And I think
okay, Mr. Connolly, if you don't have a question, we're going to move on. I'm sorry. It's already. I'm sorry, Mrs. Wakeling.
Sorry. Okay, so, I mean, I've been listening to all of this, and it's really great to see that people are out finally and asking questions and whatnot. I'm sure most of you know that I'm here like practically every month, so asking these questions. So I'm really pleased that other people are out here asking them now. You mentioned that we're in correction mode.
Yeah.
Correction from?
Past.
Right, from mismanagement and
no,
issues with the
not,
seven...
It's not only that. No, there's a lot of bylaws that needed to be upgraded and updated.
That's
some need to be
on?
Corrected. Some bylaw loans still in the system haven't been touched. It's all stuff like that actually Madame Martineau is discovering and is correcting. So
right.
Paperwork in the office.
Yeah.
Oh no! I mean, absolutely. The last 5 years.
And also.
Now both to Madame Martineau there, she's right on the ball.
Yeah, and also making sure that the back taxes are being dealt with.
My question though is that if we've seen now, I'm looking. I've done some analysis as well of numbers here, and I'm looking at your first budget in 2018, which was $2,197,000. And our budget this year, which is 5 years later, is $3.44 million, which is $1.2 million increase, 56%.
Mm-hmm.
A 67% increase since the budget was done prior to your mandate, your first mandate as mayor. Our public works budget has increased in those 5 years by 59%, and yet we're still paying our road crew what they were paid in 2018. Like, I don't understand. Like, I know they're getting their 2% and whatever, but why, if it's such a huge portfolio, and I mean, I don't think there's anybody here who would disagree with an increase in pay for the guys who are out working on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're out there in blizzards, and they're cleaning.
They did
roads
get increases this year.
Every year.
So
every year.
2% increases,
nope.
Or is it
nope.
Actual
no.
Review of starting salaries and where they are?
We
right.
did.
A couple of dollars last year, $3 or $4 this year, and they're still paid that low, believe it or not. So the fact that they're underpaid is not on us. It's been from years and years.
So is the fire hall.
Yeah.
We've been in for 5 years.
Fire department.
No,
we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about
passing
it.
Passing the buck.
We gave them $5 or $6 an hour in the last 2 years,
and
they're still the
great.
Lowest paid.
That's
the firefighters,
wonderful.
2019.
Okay, we don't have to argue here.
They're still at $16 an hour.
Okay,
do you get
paid 11
speaking
before?
Speaking over top of people?
Well,
or do you want to
say
it?
You sit on that side of the table to listen to what we have to say on this side.
Okay, Ms. Wakeling, if you have another question, please.
All I wanted to say was that it actually, as far as I'm concerned, if we're going to be seeing these types of increases in our budgets, and we're going to be, you know, we're seeing this seniors who are unable to afford these $500, $600, $700 increases on their yearly tax bills, I mean, at least we should be paying our, you know, paying a decent wage so we have decent staff working for our municipality so that our roads don't, you know, I mean, I have to pick my goddamn pardon my language, my car up and carry it across some of the potholes on these roads.
Yeah.
That's my comment, sorry.
Okay, thank you. We're way overdue. Yes, sir.
I'm Patrick Boudouris. I'm new to the municipality. I've been here for about 2 years. I share everyone's concern, And I know your job is extremely difficult, especially in this economy. Personally, I don't think that we're heading into a recession, everybody says. I think we're already there. I think everybody can feel it. Things are extremely expensive. I'm hearing this lady saying that her bill went from 800 to
4,000.
So that sort of tells me that the municipality doesn't have a policy to check all the tax increases in check with the inflation rate. So inflation, we're told inflation is 6%. We pay groceries everywhere. We know it's about 12 or 13. Will the municipality, will you, councillors, look at all the tax bills that went out and apply the inflation rate of maybe 6 or 7% to provide everyone here an opportunity to adjust? This is unbelievable that this person has to pay 3,000 more in taxes in a year. I'm not saying it's your fault. I know how the system works. I know it's the plan triennial of the MRC. I know you guys push these numbers into a system, and if it's a C6, it's applied, it's a percentage, it comes out. But the result will kill this business.
Like, that's a specific case?
I'm not asking for a miracle. Well, probably force everyone to look line by line and make hard choices. But we live in very hard times, and things are going to get worse.
Yeah. In this case, she is the woman that spoke. It's a specific case, and that's why we asked her to come to the office and sit with our director general.
With all due respect, this is not what I'm asking. I'm asking you a question.
Oh.
I'm asking a question for everyone. Will you folks look, pull out the spreadsheet, apply 6 or 7% inflation rate, and whatever it exceeds, give that person a tax break?
We did go through the budget, Carol, line by line, that budget exercise.
We did.
But the reality is,
not the budget, the tax bills.
Tax break.
Whenever we did the budget, we went through every code line by line. What could be saved was saved. What couldn't be saved, the garbage was out of our control. It was a bid. And when the bids came in, we only got the one bid.
Ghislain, c'est pas ça qu'il demande. C'est que ce qu'il demande, si on va s'asseoir avec... Excuse-moi.
Et bon, on travaille tous les comptes de taxes. Non, on peut pas faire ça.
On peut pas le faire, non, parce que...
En fait, c'est très simple. Si vous l'avez dans un spreadsheet Excel, vous le voyez tout de suite que ceux qui sont au-dessus de 7% comparativement l'année passée.
Mais c'est parce que si on en mettons quelqu'un est à 10% et qu'on le met à 7%, il y a quelqu'un d'autre quelque part qui va le payer. Ça, c'est le danger qu'on a eu avec réduire le millerie. Les gens qui avaient des propriétés plus basses qui n'ont pas bougé, eux autres, ils ont eu des congés de taxes.
Mais les gens
qui ont des maisons avec du soleil, eux autres, ça a monté. Mais
la question se répond par oui ou par non.
Ben, c'est, la réponse pour moi, c'est non. C'est important.
Madame Martineau.
Je suis d'accord. Encore une fois, I know this is a very good, very difficult situation for you guys. I wouldn't want to have your jobs, okay? But you've got a constituent here that's telling you that she won't be able to survive. And she's being super polite about it. We want more businesses coming into low. This is a great community. But if you raise taxes above the inflation rate, you will kill businesses.
And homeowners.
Okay, I don't want to be a prophet of doom.
I just want to make Madame Martineau. Est-ce que c'est quelque chose qu'on peut faire pour avoir une liste sur Excel transférée de PG?
Là, je l'ai tapé les 1655 habitants.
T'es pas sérieuse?
C'est pas un rapport.
C'est 1650 propriétés. Ça va
prendre
3 heures.
À mi-temps? Je pense pas.
Je vais le faire avec vous autres.
Madame la mairesse, ça tourne un petit peu.
Well, they'll pay you $75, $75 an hour, goddammit.
Okay.
I'll do it for 50.
Again,
en ce moment,
I don't want to be perceived as somebody that's just complaining. And I know fire trucks, the fire department, and the roads, I know you guys are doing the best you can with what you've got. I get it. So cheap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so is everyone here.
Yeah.
Okay? You know where I live?
Yes, I do.
Okay? I actually am back in school. I'm in carpentry school, and I will give you my time. I've done these budgets. But it will require to, unfortunately, cut the nice things that we would like.
Cutting the bill.
That's what I'm doing.
But that's the thing. We're not.
Cut everything.
We don't have all these nice things in the budget.
Carol, in our budget, we cut our expenses to 1.6%.
Exactly.
So our operations from last year went up 1.6%.
Yeah. And that's it.
I don't even know, like, honestly, for me, I'm not sure that there's going to be enough just in fuel.
I get it, but the starting point is, for me, this is a personal point. The starting point is the inflation rate for everyone, right?
Well, we can't do that.
It doesn't hit you by surprise.
But
she got a huge surprise.
Yeah.
We have someone right here.
It's a specific case. We ask her to call, and she will.
It's not specific.
There's people here that are specific.
My garbage doubled last year. From that last year to this year.
So that's my
Well,
answer.
It's the garbage doubled for everyone because of the contract.
And the compost was 50,000.
The compost is 6,000.
No.
50,000 was the extra for the compost.
Compost increase counts for 1/6 of the waste management.
$50,000. $50,000 on the contract. So next year we might see a decrease in tonnage. We might see the effects next year. As of today, it was $50,000 on the price of the contract.
But it's not
so the
in the first year.
The waste management, yes, it went up 121.38% from 2022 to 2023, but it is 16.5% of our budget.
She calculated it. Anyways,
so,
the answer is no.
As far as... Oh, you're parti?
Well, you started off.
Okay. Because I was just going to say that we're going to work on it. We'll see what we can do, if it's possible, the type of report he's asking for, or he's suggesting. And then from there...
Well, we won't be able to hold 11% because some evaluation went up more
No, but
than
we
that.
We have to do a... we'll have to have meetings. So...
The inflation, like the IPC, is 6 or 8%, whatever it is. The reality in operations is not that.
No.
Mm-hmm. A truck tire used to be $650. It's $950 now.
The fuel.
What the fuel?
Fuel.
Okay. I know.
So I guess we could have not put tires on the grader. We could have done that.
And then where would the roads be at?
Okay, I know.
On va passer à la prochaine étape, Madame la Ministre.
So we're going.
I think the point here is that in 5 years we've seen the budget increase by 56%. I can tell you this: that in 5 years my salary has not gone up 56%. I can tell you the value of my home has not gone up 56%, and I can say that almost everybody who's on any type of old age pension or whatever, it has not gone up 56%, nor has it gone up the average of 20% that we've seen from last year to this year. And I think that's why everybody is here.
I can tell you right now, as someone who bids contracts every day for municipalities, and I bid many of them, over 5 years, every contract we bid has doubled. Not went up by a little bit. Double, and then that's just flat out across the board.
Well, then why has not every other municipality in the MRC gone up
20%? You know for a fact I slept
low.
I slept low once, and you called me out on it that they gave it to me. I'm telling you, if I was to bid it today, it would be more than 50% what it was a couple years ago.
And what I'm saying is that not every other municipality in the MRC or in the MRC beside us has gone up 20%.
Faut pas l'oublier la négligence.
No, please.
How much I used to pay when I was in Wakefield? Okay, so everybody knows my old firm, Chris McDermott, Faye McNally's old place off the highway where the Inuktuks are. That white bungalow, green roof. Take a wild guess how much I was paying per year. $16,500 for 264 acres. Did not get fuck all. All I got was 100 kilometers across the street. I didn't get shit. But long story short, it was extremely expensive. Why? It is Wakefield. So when I moved up to the area, I got a pleasant surprise knowing that, okay, it's a little bit cheaper. Do I accept the fact that, yes, Madame la Maire, on a monté nos taxes l'année passée de 19.8%. And now again this year by another high-end amount. I think there has to be a rationale that we are, as people, on a pas le taux augmentatif de nos salaires that's going up that high. The inflation when it comes to our salaries, not going up. The inflation coming to our groceries is through the roof. Gas, through the roof. We get all those things. And we also understand that there is a problem in the stocking. But what I'm saying is that, yes, Lowe started off at a very lower point compared to all the other municipalities, so we have a lot of catching up to do. Completely understand. But on the other hand, is it the right way to go about by doing it 20%, 40%? What's next year? Holy shit, guess what? 20, 40, 60%. Then the year after that, it's going to be 80. You're un moment à arrêter un peu de tout. Lowe is the municipality that we're trying to bring in the younger generation, the first-time homeowners, the people who have their kids. Those are the people we want in our municipality. So why are we throwing these big increases? Puis on s'entend, c'est du jour au lendemain. L'année passée, quand on a payé 19% de plus, everyone went, oh my God. Now this year we're doing 40% more, and it's like through like it's just you thought oh my God was bad. Now it's a whole different ballgame of words, and we're just trying to understand. We're not saying diminishing your positions. We're not saying that you guys don't deserve the salaries that you make, or you guys don't work, or you guys. That's not what we're saying. What we're trying to explain tonight here, through all these comments, is I think there has to come to a reasoning entre nous, les clients, et vous, ceux qui donnent le service. We need to come to an understanding. What is an understanding? Is 20%, 40%, 60% an understanding? Or, hey, let's do, you know, a certain percentile for this year, and then, okay, last year you knew it was going up 40% this year. So, let's
But see, the problem here, the problem is, it's not just...
The MRC went up 8%.
No, that's not what I said.
But then we've had to pay now more in taxes for garbage, which that's not our fault. It's not our fault. It is our fault. It's not our fault. But that's why it went up so much as well. The
totally
SQ went up. All those went up. But technically our taxes, number for
the municipal tax,
it went down.
Yes.
Which
so
they tried to help us, but now we have to pay all these extra things.
So I totally
which are out of the municipality's control. Okay, so let's move on there. I'm going to close question period now.
Thank you.
It's already not 8:30. We started at 7:07. So I want to move on and thank you for the ones that did have questions. And again, I can't stress enough, if you're not happy with your evaluation, please go to the MRC, contact them. They are responsible for that. So now we'll move on, please. Donc là, c'est numéro 3, adoption du procès verbal. Number 3, approval of the minutes. What?
For the February 6th and 27th. Take a five-minute break.
No.
Okay. I'll propose
it.
I'll second it.
There you go.
Ghislaine, Joanne. Just give it a minute for the next one.
Carry on,
Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, no. Please, we're in a meeting right now. I'd appreciate the sound lowered. Thank you. Bon, on avance.
OK.
Liste des factures à payer au montant de 283 308,86 $. list of the invoices to be paid, $283,308.86.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Joanne Meillet, Schneider Robin. Please, I ask.
Don't say it too loud.
Pardon?
Tu votes pour les facturés?
Oui, le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Yes.
Oui.
Wait. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. 4B, adoption du règlement 2023-002, décrétant des dépenses en immobilisation, une empreinte de 235
000. Can we bring that back to the next workshop?
I'm sorry, what?
Can we bring that back to the next workshop?
I'll second that motion, but...
A lot of people expressed concerns that we should discuss it a bit further.
So, on l'envoie, on l'avance?
Ben, il faudrait qu'on le vote, là, si on veut le repousser.
Are we all okay with that, bringing it back, discussing it tomorrow?
All right, we'll do that.
Okay. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Okay, everyone's in agreement?
What are you in agreement for, Karen?
We're pushing 4B.
4B.
The bylaw for the bylaw for expenditures alone at $235,000. We're not voting on it tonight. We're pushing it forward. We're going to work on it more.
Okay, so 02 has been delayed.
Yep.
That's 4B.
Four C.
Okay, I'll get there.
Les règlements sur la régie interne.
C'est ça.
Yep. Page 4 du français.
Après, moi, j'en avais. Ah, OK, ça, c'est dans le prêt.
Carol, you have some questions on that one, too. Can we push that one back, too?
Which one?
Council decorum.
Council. They're working by law responsible.
The bylaw for the...
Do you have a number?
4C.
Council decorum.
It'd just be nice okay, to pass it unanimously. I don't think it's going to pass unanimously. So can we bring it back? Discuss it?
Well, we were taking an article out.
Is that enough?
Maybe est-ce qu'on veut pousser ce vidéo ici? Quoi, non?
I'm not voting for it. So can we bring it back and hope they agree and pass it unanimously?
We can bring it back if there's too many people not happy with it.
Well, if there's too many questions, we're not going to try and adopt it.
Just, council decorum would be nice to pass it unanimously.
That's right.
And if we're not going to be unanimous, can we bring it back?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you need somebody to second that?
I'll propose it.
I can second it.
So everyone is in agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not going to come to an agreement on it.
Carol, can you explain
what's going on? The bylaw for the, the way that the operation of the meetings, we're pushing it forward as well because there's some councillors that have questions and
they weren't.
So it needs more work.
That's 23003?
That is 4D.
No, it's 23.
Oh, sorry, 4C.
Yes, bylaw 23003.
That's correct, 003.
Yeah.
And 002 was deferred also?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Là, on arrive au 4D, adoption règlement 2023-005 sur la gestion contractuelle.
I'll second it.
Okay. J'ai Justin Robert, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. Yes.
005.
What about 004? Oh, that's been withdrawn?
Yeah, it was not on
here. 4E, 4E, adoption du règlement 2023-006. Déléguant à des fonctionnaires de la municipalité le pouvoir d'autoriser des dépenses et de passer des contrats en conséquence et règles de contrôle et de suivi budgétaire.
Je vais seconder.
Donc, j'ai Justin Robert, Luc Thibierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you.
Carol, could you kind of just give us an English?
Oh, sorry. It's the adoption. It's, okay, I have to go back. Hold on.
I've got the 002 was deferred, 003 was deferred, 004 which was withdrawn, 005 passed unanimously, and that's as far as I got.
So now we're at 006, delegating the municipal officers the power to authorize expenses and to enter into contracts accordingly, and rules for budgetary control and monitoring. So it was unanimously voted.
This one wasn't.
Oui.
Was it?
Okay. Bien sûr.
I thought we were there.
Okay. Oh, there's just too much paper.
40.
Okay, 4. Je pensais qu'on vient de
le
faire.
Oh, oui,
on vient de le faire. Là, c'est 4F. 4F, c'est adoption règlement 2023-007 constituant un fonds réserve au financement de dépenses liées à la tenue d'une élection. So, 4F is adoption of a bylaw 2023-007 establishing a fund reserved for the financing of expenses related to the holdings of an election. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Justin Robert. Justin Robert, Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Thank you. OK. 4G, annulation de chèque. Pour cette résolution, c'est pour annuler un chèque de $341.18. Just let me just cancellation of a check, and it's to cancel a check an amount of $341.18. So j'ai Maureen McAvoy, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement? Merci. 4H. Renouvellement entente association récréative de Lauvenasta et Brennan's Hill. 4H is a renewal of the agreement between the Low and the municipality and the Low Venasta and Brennan's Hill Recreation Association, and it's for the rental of the hall space, telephone.
I'll propose.
C'est pour la location de la salle. Donc Joanne Meillet, Justin Robert.
Faut qu'on le vote.
Ah oh oui, c'est ça. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
OK. Là, on a...
Au Canada.
E. OK. Where'd it go? Ben, il y a quelque chose qui ne marche pas ici, là. Like E, c'est request to Canada Post to a regularize the postal codes. Donc, c'est pour... Ah, ça, je ne l'ai pas ici.
Oui, oui, page 41.
Ah.
Page 41, en haut de la page, le deuxième.
C'est ça. Kate, il demande à Post Canada pour régularisation des codes postaux. Donc, il y a des citoyens qui restent à l'eau, mais leur courriel arrive dans une autre municipalité, puis c'est pas reconnu, comme les adresses sont reconnues sur leur licence, mais c'est pas officiel,
pas
ça devrait
bonne,
ça, c'est pas la bonne
municipalité.
C'est ça. So, it's to try and get Canada Post to regularize addresses, because there are some citizens that live in Low. They get their mail delivered either in Duclos or La Pêche, and it's not, doesn't officialize their exact address, and it's not helping them. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
I'll second that.
After 35 years in the post office, I can say to you, good luck.
Yeah. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Ouais.
4I, c'est le congrès ADMQ du 14 au 16 juin 2023, au montant de 556 $ plus taxes, incluant, ça c'est une c'est un congrès pour la directrice générale, et puis ça couvre aussi son participation, inscription, hébergement et déplacement. Donc, j'attendais, je vais le lire en anglais. ADMQ Convention, June 14th to 16th, 2023, for our Director General, which will be attending, and the amount of convention is $566 plus tax. And this also includes a registration fee, accommodations, and travel expenses. So, je m'assure, je reviens. Qui est-ce qui a proposé?
Ghislain.
Ghislain Robert.
Moi, j'ai secondé.
Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Thank you. Là, on arrive à sécurité. Non, non. Attendez. Il y en a un avant ça. C'est l'ajout qu'on a mis à l'agenda. 4K. Acquisition de module qualité de service de PG Solutions. So 4K. Acquisition of service quality module PG Solutions.
C'est proposé.
Je veux juste dire que le montant, c'est 5 851 plus taxes. So the amount for this module is 5,851 plus tax. It is budgeted.
I read the offer. That's going to include like the complaint module and people call for roads.
Give
them a complaint number to a follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it 58 at one time or it's free?
Well, there's going to be like $200 every year for maintenance and stuff like that. But that's training, maintenance, and to activate.
The software.
Okay. Okay. Who proposed?
Luc
Thiel.
Joanne va le seconder.
Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Donc là, on va continuer avec sécurité publique. OK.
Il y a besoin de l'association des juges familiales.
Deux minutes, là. Oui, je sais, mais je ne l'ai pas ici, en tout cas. Fait que là, ici, c'est représentant à l'Association des gestionnaires en sécurité incendie de la MRC de Baie-Gatineau. Donc, c'est pour que nous mandatons deux personnes de la municipalité comme représentants sur cette association-là. Le conseil municipal nomme M. Michel Lemieux, directeur du service des incendies, et M. Chenet Robert, directeur adjoint service des incendies, afin de représenter la municipalité au niveau de l'association. C'est ça. So 5A is representative to the Association of Fire Safety Managers of the Valley de Gatineau. And this is to have Monsieur Michel Lemieux, Director of Fire Department, and Monsieur Chelet Robert, Assistant Director to the Fire Department, to represent the municipality at the association level. Donc, je reviens. J'ai Maureen Rice, c'est ça? Et Luc Thivierge. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
I'll abstain. I'm the president of said association, vice president of said association.
Okay. On continue. Travaux publics. 6A. La TEC 2019 à 2023, modification programme de travaux numéro 4. Donc, c'est pour donner l'autorité à la DG de soumettre les documents, le rapport pour le projet de TEC à la MAMASH. So, Public Works is 6A TEC 2019-2023. Modification of work schedule number 4, and it's to authorize our Director General to go ahead and submit the reports for the TEC program, which is...
I'll
second it.
Okay. Luc Thivierge, Ghislain Robert, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Okay. Là, on a Urbanis. Nomination, le 8A. Nomination des membres du comité consultatif d'urbanisme, CCU. C'est ça, c'est pour nommer les membres du CCU, M. Pierre Lemieux, Luc Legault, Denis Drouin, ainsi que Mme Tina Thérien. Et comme officiers municipaux, Joanne Meillet et Maureen McAvoy. So this is to appoint members of the Planning Advisory Committee, which are Mr. Pierre Lemieux, Luc Legault, and Denis Drouin, as well as Mrs. Tina Thérien, and municipal officers, Madame Joanne Meillet and Maureen McAvoy. So I think Maureen Rice?
I'll second it.
It was Maureen Rice you proposed?
It was.
Puis Justin Robert?
J'aimerais rajouter, Madame la mairesse, que ça avait été fait en 2021. Puis là, il y a eu une erreur administrative, ça fait qu'on l'a refait pour le faire officiellement.
Bon, ben, c'est bon. Merci. Donc, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes. Yes.
Tu t'abstiens pour?
J'ai quelqu'un qui est parenté avec moi. Sur...
Ah, OK.
Oui, mais c'est pas rémunéré.
C'est pas grave. C'est pas été un influenceur.
OK. Donc là, je pense qu'on a fait la tournée. Une chose que j'aimerais souligner. Excusez les dames. J'aimerais souligner que le 13 mars est la journée nationale de la promotion de la santé mentale positive. Fait que prenez ça en note. So I'd just like to make basically an announcement that on the March, the 13th of March is the national...
What's declared?
Well, it's declared the National Day of Promoting Mental Health. Donc, si on n'a pas autre chose, on peut fermer.
I'll propose it.
I can say.
J'ai pas de résolution pour ça. Mais là, il est maintenant...
8h57?
Oui.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Merci pour votre présence.
Oui. Merci à tout le monde.
Au mois prochain.